Well, heaven, what is it? I was reading an article just before I came on the show today, and I'm going to try to relate it to heaven in some way. This may be a bit of a stretch, but I've got to talk to you about it. It was an article in Time Magazine. It's the cover story, February 9, 2009, and it's titled How the Coming Revolution in Stem Cells Can Save Your Life. The article features Dr. Douglas Melton, who is more than just a little pleased that the backward restrictions of George W. Bush have now happily faded into history. Even more, he's pleased that we now live in the enlightened age of Barack Obama, who campaigned on the forward-thinking progress of lifting Bush's research ban on embryonic stem cell research. All that means, says Dr. Melton, that we can now stop the silliness. In fact, to demonstrate just how silly the ban against embryonic stem cell research really is, Melton, much to the delight of an undergraduate class at Harvard, asks a Catholic bishop if he would consider a one-day-old embryo and a six-year-old child to be moral equivalents. When the bishop answers yes, Melton counters by asking, why then does society accept the freezing of embryos but not the freezing of six-year-olds? The bishop supposedly is left stumped and speechless by the brilliance of our forward-thinking doctor. So what's wrong with that picture? Well, first, I would say historically, society has accepted all kinds of atrocities. Atrocities like slavery and the subordination of women and the horror of eugenics. And that's just to name a few. As such, to ask why society accepts the freezing of embryos is to ask the wrong question. Society is not the arbiter of truth, moral or otherwise. Furthermore, as the good doctor must surely know, embryos do not have a fully developed personality, but they do have full personhood from the moment of conception. You did not come from an adolescent. You once were an adolescent. Likewise, you did not come from an embryo. You once were an embryo. All human beings are created in the image of God, and they are endowed with the right to life, regardless of their size, regardless of their location, or the level of their dependency. Make no mistake about this. Extracting stem cells from an embryo kills a human being. Furthermore, killing human embryos in the search for cures is tantamount to subjecting one class of people to harmful experimentation for the sake of another class of people. And to do so violates the biblical injunction against murdering human beings that bear the very image of God. Finally, let me point out that when a woman conceives a child, she doesn't conceive a mere body, but rather she conceives a body-soul unity. And as such, the extraction of a stem cell from a conceptus causes an unnatural rending between body and soul. Despite the horrors of this experimentation on human beings, well, we can take solace in the reality that God will restore what the doctor has temporarily destroyed. The hope of Christianity is that those who die will yet live. Whether one dies at age 60 or age 6 or is a 6-hour-old embryo, all will be resurrected at the end of time, which of course raises the question that we're talking about today, what is heaven? What is our hope? What will we look like? To the modern materialist, death is merely the cessation of being. In the mythic view of the ancients, when one died, they'd merely devolve into a ghostly shadow of their present selves. Reincarnationists, they think that ultimately the soul will migrate from one body to another body. Only in Christianity do we become greater after death than we were before death, because only in Christianity are our mortal bodies transformed like unto his immortal body. I fear that in the modern epic, Christians have developed a very Platonic view of resurrection. We're going to go to a safe place up there, and perhaps we're going to strum a harp on a cloud like Casper the Ghost. But in Christianity, that is not the description of heaven. In Christianity, Paradise Lost, which was very physical, this universe, Paradise Lost will become Paradise Restored, replete with plants and animals, replete with body-soul unities. So even those embryos that are murdered as a result of the extraction of a stem cell will be resurrected, and they will flower to what they would have been if death and disease and destruction and decay had never entered this world as a direct result of sin. We can look forward to resurrected bodies in a resurrected universe which now groans in travail, but then will be liberated from its bondage to decay. I've spoken about this, and as we mentioned in the opening of the broadcast, I did a message last year titled Heaven, What Is It? The DVD and the CD available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute for your gift today. Give us a call. We'll send you the CD or the DVD. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, or you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271.